Hello, Marlins fans, and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. And as always, if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Miami Marlins for that particular day all season long, and also hopefully for the playoffs. But yesterday, the Marlins finished off a long road stand as they finished the weekend series versus the defending champions, the LA Dodgers, who in recent news just acquired future Hall of Famer Albert Pujols. But in that last game on Sunday, Pablo pitched a great game and he got his first win of the season. Another great news for the Marlins, Jazz Chisholm made his first appearance back since his injury in April and infused the Marlins with much needed energy with two big hits and a stolen base on his return. And that is something that we love to see from Jazz. Jazz, a future superstar. They're marketing him that way, as we'll get to that later. But Jazz is the future of this franchise. But a big takeaway over the last couple games has been the performance of Anthony Bass. Well, in his last outings, 11 and one-third innings that he's pitched in, he has had an ERA of 0.79. Yeah, you heard that right. Anthony Bass, in close to 11 innings, has had an ERA of basically 0.8. And is showing that what happened earlier in the season was most likely a fluke. And now Anthony Bass has showed that maybe his sweet spot is right before Yimi. Yesterday, the biggest news was the announcement of the Marlins' new City Connect jerseys, which for Miami are inspired by the Havana Sugar Kings, which you may not know, the Sugar Kings were a minor league team in Cuba from about the 40s to the early 60s. But the Marlins became the second team to announce their Connect jerseys, with the Red Sox releasing theirs last month to go along with the Boston Marathon. But for Miami, the red of the jersey, the pinstripes, the blue outline on the lettering is just amazing. It is beautiful. And the hat just takes the cake with the Sugar Kings logo, with the MM for Miami Marlins. And there's the one that has the Sugar Kings logo on the back. It is just amazing.
Everywhere you go in Miami, there's somebody playing a game. There's somebody playing catch. I mean, it is in our blood. Culture is riddled with baseball stories and moments.
The Marlins are part of Miami. It meets culture, it meets pride in our city and all the players and the team.
I might just buy every single item that they have because it's just purely amazing to see that the Marlins are really focusing on this, and this is really great, especially for the Cuban community down here in Miami. This has been awesome. Some people were speculating that it might have been with the Vice as like the Miami Heat, but this is really a beautiful jersey that they're going for, or they announced. But here's an excerpt from the Marlins about their jersey that they released yesterday. The Marlins City Connect uniforms is designed with the personality and confidence of our city in mind. The storied past of the upstart Cuban baseball team and the synergy around the bold colors in their uniforms are brought to life once again to celebrate the bond with our community and the roots of passion for the game of baseball. That's just a beautiful quote. I'm going to purchase a whole bunch of these. I want a Jazz Chisholm one. I want a Trevor Rogers, Sandy, Pablo. But the Marlins will wear these jerseys Friday, starting Friday in the entire weekend series versus the Mets. And on Saturday, we'll have a Cuban Heritage Night, which will be amazing to see. But as the next part, you'll see the Marlins in action will be tonight at 7.05 p.m., and it will be the start of a new series versus division rival, the Philadelphia Phillies. But before you go, make sure to like, share, and subscribe to wherever you get the Small Pod. And do remember this bit of information. Go Fish!